Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies. Get your prance on with your host, Lisa Lamont, who will guide you to the next level of awareness with other women just like you. There's no need to hold back because you're safe here with your fellow kitties. And now, here's Lisa.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me for another exciting show of Ladies, Get Your Prance On. And I am so excited today because my special guest has written this book that just reading the title, 365 Affirmations to Smile, just the word smile made me smile, and I was so excited to read her book. And once I did, I'm like, I have got to get her on my show. So, Kelly Clayton Cox, welcome to the show today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Lisa.
I am so excited. So go ahead and let the people that are listening, if you can just let them know where you're from, because I live in Washington State, and we have prancing kittens from over 20 different countries around the world. And so if you can just kind of share where you're from.
I am based out of Oklahoma City. I have lived here, grown up my entire life in this town.
So what is the weather like this time of the year in Oklahoma City? You know, you hear so many things about Oklahoma. You get tornadoes and crazy weather.
We get it all.
You do.
We get it all.
We've got
tornadoes, earthquakes. The wind today is about 60 miles an hour. So
wow.
But it's nice outside. The sun's out.
You know, I am so excited to have you on the show to talk about your book, and we'll just kind of jump right in there. And one of the quotes that I came to that I wanted to ask you about first, it's on January 4th, and it says, "Never hate those jealous of you, for they think you are amazing. Always be yourself. The more feelings you hide, the more they grow. Find your voice. In an instant, you can change your attitude and change your entire day direction. There is a blessing in everything." Just reading that out loud, Kelly, I have goosebumps all over my body. Fired you, for example, to write that.
Well, it's just over the years and thinking back and just day-to-day journaling that I've done always. And you can't hate those jealous of you, because and when you think about it, they are the ones that think you're great. There's a reason that they're jealous of you, or there's a reason that they might talk about you behind your back. And sometimes it's not always a bad thing. It's because they're jealous of you, or they don't know how to approach you, or they don't know what to say in your presence. And you just have to be yourself and be approachable.
I know, and that was kind of a weird one to start. Well, you have so many beautiful ones, but one of the reasons that I started the group Prancing Kittens, and you're a prancing kitten, and I love to have you there, was because more and more women are wanting to find a place to feel safe and to connect. You know, for knowing that wherever you go and whatever you say in there, that you will be accepted, because we as women want to connect. We really do. And because we've been hurt by people in the past, you know, that jealousy is actually a form of flattery. And that was why
absolutely.
I wanted to talk about that first, because it is. What is one of your favorite quotes that you wrote? Is there one off the top of your head that you can think of that is one of your favorites?
Oh, wow. That's a big one. That's
or maybe,
putting
or
me
maybe
on the spot for sure.
Yeah, and I'm not going to. So let's not put you on the spot. Let me step back a little bit, because I have the whole book right here. What inspired you, first of all, to write the book?
Oh wow, so many things. I have been journaling for quite some time. It's something I've always done, just to help escape, get through a hectic day of being a mom, being a running my own business and whatnot. So it became just a way to escape and kind of wind down my day, and I thought, you know, we should just all start every morning with something positive, just a reason to smile. And so I did, and I started posting them on my Facebook page, and the response was overwhelming over this last year of friends suggesting that I should put this in a coffee table book. And of course, I smiled and blushed and thought, well, you're my friend. You're supposed to be nice and say things like that. So, and little did I know that a good friend of mine turns out to be a publisher, Jody Harris. And it has been a beautiful whirlwind since.
The timing was divine and meant to be. And so for the people that are listening, here's one of the another beautiful thing. Not only does she have, you know, 365, which is, you know, the days of the year, you know, and I'm a firm believer, and this is kind of how I rock and roll, Kelly, is that I'm a firm believer that I like to close my eyes and do a little prayer first, and then I open up the page. And that's the page I'm supposed to, that's like my personal message. So it's like private to me. Is that not weird? So I'm kind of throwing that out there. That's how I've been doing it. And I want to read another message. So here's another message that inspired me because I haven't had your book that long. The other message that I just read recently was on March 4th. In order to be irreplaceable, one must be different. Don't be afraid to dance to your own beat. You never know the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Cherish the moment. In order to fly, you must first give up what weighs you down. Spread your wings. When life is too hard to stand, kneel. I'm choking up, Kelly.
It's been surreal to hear it, to hear someone else say it out loud and to know the thoughts that were going on, you know, and just to hope that all I ever hoped for was that it would touch one person, just one person. That's all that mattered. If it helped one person one day, it's complete. And the impact that it has had in 10 short days, this book has been available for 10 days now. It is just phenomenal. It's mind blowing.
It is, and this comes from your heart, Kelly. And you and I, we both know Jody Harris because Jody is the one that shared with me about your book and told me about your book. And I absolutely love. Everyone loves Jody Harris. How can you not love her?
How can you not?
She is both you and my soul sisters, right? She's our soul sister.
She is phenomenal.
And she is a super connector, as you know. And she came to me, and she just shared with me, and just reading it, I'm just like, I've got to have you on my show. And I cannot tell you how touched I am that you made time out of your crazy busy day to come and be on my show. And here's also for the people that are listening, what I love about Kelly's book. Not only does she have these incredible, incredible messages for you every day, but she also has a gap. She also has lines and spaces, so when you read the message, then you get to do your download. You get to write down what that message means to you. And here's what. And so, Kelly, here's another thing, because I'm outside the box. I think outside the box. So when I read one of your messages, I don't just write down that day. I go the next day back to that quote and write down what that quote does for me that day, the next day.
So that's a great way to think of it.
So I take that quote, I take it into my heart, and I apply that quote, and then I live my day thinking of that quote. And then the next day, I go back to that quote, and I write down what that quote meant to me and how it inspired me.
It's wonderful. It's just, I love hearing the feedback and how other people interpret what my quotes mean to them and how they journal on it. And that's just fascinating. I thank you, Lisa. That's just fascinating. You know, you asked me what my favorite quote was, and
yes,
one has come to mind.
Great.
The one that it's April 12th, which happens to be my birthday. Go figure. And it says, one smile can change a friendship. One laugh can conquer gloom. One touch can show you care. One heart can lift a soul. One word can change everything. Be that one. And every day, that's just what I go. I want to be that one.
That is beautiful.
And
that one
touches me. That one gets me. And I inspire and encourage everyone to just be that one. In a world of so much negativity, my passion is just to inspire positive thoughts, one thought at a time. Be that one. Carry it forward. Be that one.
So share with us, Kelly, what is it like for you to be the role? You know, you have children, and you're a mom, and so to put your words into a book and to publish them and have this instant recognition. What does that feel like? I mean, there's joy, there's excitement, there's joy, but is that also scary a little bit? I mean, what really are you feeling right now? In obviously you're excited, obviously you're joyful, but that's got to be a little bit scary too.
A little bit, but the one word that I just gravitate back to over and over and over again, humbled. I am just completely humbled.
Ooh, yeah,
completely humbled. It has been, it's been an experience. It's been a gift to show my daughters that I'm 45. It's never too late. You can do anything you want. When you have enough support and friends and passion and people around you, I mean, it truly is a good world. There's a lot of negativity that we see, because that's what people want to focus on in our news and in our daily life. But there's good everywhere, and it's right in front of you. And just pick up my book and read it.
Well, and you know, what a lot of people don't know, and you make a really good point, a lot of people focus on the news and negative stuff, but they do it not because they intend to do it, because we do things out of habit. We do things out of habit. And so if people, when they order your book, the thing is to understand to take your calendar. You know, a lot of people know it takes 21 days to form a habit. A lot of people know that. But what a lot of people don't know, Kelly, is it takes double that to create a new habit. And so even though they may start off and they may read a quote and they feel really, really like, oh, my God, I feel really good. Day two, they feel really good. Day three, something happens, shiny penny. As Jody says, a squirrel comes along. And we get off track, and then we go back to our old patterns. And so what I would encourage all the listeners to do is when you get Kelly's book, to mark off on your calendar 42 days. So you get in the habit of reading something that's going to put positive into your life. Because your messages, Kelly, are absolutely inspirational. They are powerful. And we all deserve to be loved. We deserve to be happy. We deserve to reach out and share our smile and to do. But in order to do that, we have to understand and be gentle with ourselves and know that it's about shifting the intention. Because you think, Kelly, everyone wants to be happy. 365 reasons you're giving women to be happy. And yet we go back to old routines. And so I really want to address and challenge the people that are listening to mark down on the calendar that they do it and give yourself a star. Put a star. Don't just put an X. People put an X like, oh, it's done. Well, put a star. Put a smiley face.
Star it.
On that day.
Star it. Happy face it.
Yes, happy faces and
draw
stars. But that's just coming to me. But does that make sense to you, Kelly, to do that?
It absolutely does. It does. It's easy to just slip back into those old habits of our old ways of thinking and just not being as positive as we can be. It's easy to be positive when fun things are happening and good things are happening, but to stay positive and focused when it's not such a good day. And you know, I actually wrote about that in one of the books too. That you know, sometimes the day isn't good. It's just a day. But you know what? That's okay. Just make it a day. And then when it becomes a good day again, make it a good day. You know, it just, but for now, just have a day. And that's okay. That I don't remember exactly the date, and I didn't get the entire quote in its entirety, but that's the basis of the quote. It's just, it's okay to just have a day.
Well, that
so
it's
been
one
really
of my
neat.
Quotes. So my quote that I highlighted, another one that I have highlighted for you, I kind of did them in chronological order. This kind of ties in with what you said. May 17th, it says, in the end, most things just don't matter. Be aware with how much you are loved, how respectfully you lived, and how unapologetically you let go of things not meant for you.
Absolutely. You know, we can't, as women, I think we carry so much weight, so much, you know, just trying to be the perfect wife, the perfect mom, the perfect friend, just the perfect everything. And we don't have to be. We don't have to be.
No.
There's just so many things that we hang on to that just aren't meant for us. And we just have to realize, you know what? I just unapologetically let that go. It's not that I don't care about you. I just need to let that go. It's not meant for me. It's okay to say no. And that's another one in there, too. It's about being okay to say no. Because I think we forget that a lot of times.
We do. Absolutely. And knowing we don't have to be 100% right on every single day, that it's okay to take some time and stay home and just check out with the outside world, get off of Facebook, get off of social media,
mm-hmm.
and just maybe read a good romance novel. You know, just kind of renew and recharge your soul and spirit, and don't we're so self-critical, or like we need to be doing, like we need to be on 24/7, and sometimes we need to be off. We need to have that time down to just renew.
Exactly.
and refigure out what it is that we want to do.
Absolutely.
On my birthday, I love this one too. I want to share this one on August 1st. It is truly amazing what happens when you let go of negativity and drama. Your days just become easier and better. That is so
true.
Oh,
I love that one. I know, isn't that great? I love that one. It's just like, it's so profound. It's like, oh, well, that's just okay. That's easy enough. I can do that. It's just, yeah. It ties along into a lot of those. Just let things go. It's not always meant for you. It's not, the drama doesn't have to control your life.
And one more I want to read. I keep going, one more. I'm loving all these tonight. You know, I want people to know that how cool this is. This one is the one that reminded me of Jody Harris. And I thought of her when I read this one. I wanted to share this. We can't just talk about our problems and expect change. Be a doer. Be the solution. That's so simple, but oh my word, is that a powerful statement or what, Kelly?
It is. It is great. It is. It's been such a journey, such an amazing journey to write this, and to see my thoughts just come alive on paper, and to hear other women and actually my male friends as well just tell me how much they mean to them or how it spoke to them. It's been great.
Well, and you know, and we have men in our Prancing Kitten group too. So I'm glad that you pointed that out. That yes, men do enjoy affirmations. Men do enjoy supporting one another. So I'm really glad that you said that. You said that, Kelly. So what is on your, what as a result of writing this book, how is just having it printed, not only the huge success you've had so far, but what has it done for you? Because there's a lot of people listening who are entrepreneurs, and they're wanting to be successful, and they haven't reached that yet. They're just starting out. Maybe they've been in business for a year, maybe 2 years, and they're really struggling with not having reached it yet. What do you have to say to those listeners who are listening right now who can be inspired by your words?
Oh, never give up. That's the one thing. Never give up. Surround yourself with amazing support groups and beautiful people. I tell you, you know, we've talked about Jody, and I just couldn't say enough about her. She has been an amazing support for me and to gather, to keep me focused and gathered around and helping me through every step of the process. I truly believe it takes a village. It doesn't take just one person. It wasn't just me. I wrote the words, but it wasn't me that put it all together. You know, there was a team of people, and it started with Jody Harris. And and you got to have a good team, and it's just very simple. And she is a good team. She's a good team to have.
And you say something so beautiful. We don't have to do this alone. You know, we as women entrepreneurs, they think entrepreneur is solo. And women, we don't have to be solo. It does take a team. It does take a village. It does take a tribe. Whatever words that you use to put them together, it is, I mean, because, Kelly, I know now I'm going to meet you one day. I know in my heart that I'm going to meet you one day and I'm going to give you a big hug. I set the intention. I know it's going to happen. The universe, people think everything is so big and it cannot happen. And that is so far from being true. Everything shows up.
I know,
and you and I both know that Jody Harris is listening to this thing. And she's smiling.
Yes,
she's got her big, beautiful, big, beautiful smile as she's just listening to this, because it makes her heart sing to see other women be successful. Really. Really, really, truly. And she saw that in you. She saw that in me. Her whole mission, and it's your mission too, and it's my mission too. And for those of you that are listening, one person has a voice. Everyone has a voice. Everyone can make a difference in the world. And it starts with us, with our ripple. And then the ripple spreads out. And this short time since your book has been released, look at all the people that has touched. And what, you know, and it was the right time, too. I should say that some people have ideas for books. You know, like you said, you're over 40 years old. It is never too late to live your dream. Mm-hmm. It is never too late to make a difference in the world. It's never too late, because the past is over. We can't change the past, whether it's good, it was bad, it was ugly. The only thing we can control is right now, today. So
yes.
I am so excited
moving
to have
forward.
You on the show.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. First part of January is when Jody sent me a text and said, "You're going to think I'm crazy, but I had a dream, and I can't get it out of my head that you are meant to write a book. Meet me for lunch." And here we are, February 8th. And my book has been released. It's been out for 10 days. 10 days ago is when it released. And in 36 hours, it was a best-selling author. February 6th, it hit the hot new releases on Amazon. It's available worldwide, the UK, Australia, Canada, all on Amazon. And got some very exciting news that we met with Barnes & Noble, and they are putting it in their in the store here in Oklahoma City on Memorial. So it is available in Barnes & Noble within 10 days in Oklahoma City, and it is in their computer system. So anyone around the world that goes into Barnes & Noble says, "I want 365 Affirmations to Smile by Kelly Clanton," that book is available for them to get.
Is that not amazing? Is that
very
not amazing?
Big. I just incredible.
So
it's just incredible.
So, Kelly, here's another one of your quotes that goes hand-in-hand with what you just said. "You are brave because you fought hard and won. You are strong because you had to be. You are happier because you learned what matters. You stand taller because you are a survivor." That, I am telling you, that just goes hand-in-hand with what you just said, sister. It just absolutely goes hand-in-hand. We are, believe it or not, I told you time would fly by. Did I not tell you it would fly by?
It has flown.
It has absolutely flown. So share with people how they can reach out to you. How can they find your book? What information would you like to share with the listeners today?
Okay, the book is available on Amazon.com, 365 Affirmations to Smile. It takes you right to it. It is, of course, available at Barnes & Noble, on the bookshelf in Midwest City, or I'm sorry, on Memorial Road in Oklahoma City, but will be available to get in any Barnes & Noble. I am also, they have asked me to do a book signing for them in the store on May 7th with about 9 other authors. So I was very honored to be asked to do that through Barnes & Noble. I'm going to have a launch February 25th from 5:30 to 8 o'clock at Totally Tickets in their lounge for the official book launch and book signing for all that want to come here in Oklahoma City.
Woohoo! For Oklahoma City, all of you lucky people in Oklahoma City. And so I know Jody's going to be there. And I know she's just sitting there listening and she's smiling. Kelly, it has been an absolute, absolute pleasure to have you on my show today. I am so honored that you took time out of your busy, busy schedule to be on here and share your message, because it is such a powerful book. And anyone who's in a funk, anybody who has a friend who's maybe going through a difficult time, you know, I cannot tell you, you fast enough, get onto Amazon and order and download Kelly's book. You can download it if you want to, you know, have it there, but it's best if you get it in print form, because then you can write. You can write in the...
Yes, that makes great gifts, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Great teacher appreciation, everything.
Well, and anyone who's going through, people going through divorce, maybe someone's lost a pet or a loved one. I mean, this gives them a reason to just get focused out of something sad that they're going in, and it helps them work through anything that they're struggling with, but also just staying positive. You don't have to just get the book for somebody on a down note. You can give it to people you know that are positive, so that it will keep them going on the path that they're on. So I thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. And Kelly is a rock star, and I'm sure we're going to be seen on TV very, very soon. I predict that, Kelly. I'm predicting that.
I'll take it, Lisa. I'm right there with you. You speak that positive, and I'll go live it.
Thinking it, and I'm seeing it. I'm going to say, she was on my show. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining me today, and have a wonderful day, and we'll be back next Monday.
Is your happiness stranded somewhere on an island in the far Pacific? You have no idea what direction you should go to get unstuck. If you have a phone, you can call Lisa for a no-pressure free consultation today. No matter where you live, you have one-on-one access to Lisa, who will guide you to move forward in a positive direction. Lisa Lamont is a certified hypnotherapist and life coach who gets immediate results for hundreds of people around the world. You deserve to be happy today. Call 206-834-LISA or go to www.lisalamont.com. This is your time to awaken your true purpose in life and be happy.